We turn now to Freeport, Texas, 40 miles south of Galveston on the coast. It's believed to be the so-called good side of the storm to the west, where huge swells won't be as fierce. Mayor Jim Phillips says Freeport's emergency response plan includes protecting many chemical plants that dominate the area's economy.
Dow Chemical Company, BASF, Schenectady, Rhodia, ConocoPhillips. Now, all of those corporations are inside of what we call our protection levee. We have a 21-foot levee around this entire area.
They're saying the storm surge, however, could top 20 feet. Will that be big enough?
Yes, it will be big enough here. If we stay on the clean side, as we anticipate that we're going to do, our levee system will protect us.
What about the sort of smaller feeder companies that work with the large chemical plants? Have they been able to secure their operations?
Absolutely. Everybody's in an emergency mode at this time. We also are the site of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is located just south of our city. They're caverns. They are salt domes, which our petroleum reserve is stored.
And what do you do to secure something like that?
We shut off all the valves, and we go to backup supply of energy, our pumps, our radio systems, our communications. We have diesel backups to support that.
You say that you're confident that the chemical plants in the area are safe and secure, but what if there was a breach in the pipeline? How would you handle something like that?
We have people who are manning our chemical plants that know how to shut those plants down, how to solve any breach within the plant. They're still here. They will shelter in place here in the plants or in the community.
And is there any worry then about the chemicals either seeping into the water system there or any kind of chemical cloud that might be released into the air?
No, we do not feel that is a thing that we have primary concern on. Most of their equipment here is built to withstand sustained winds up to 200 miles an hour. But the thing about a release, if you have it with the winds at that, at high level, it's going to quickly dissipate. Our chemical people practice very good security. We feel very confident that they can handle any problem that might arise within the industrial community.
Mayor Phillips, where have you told the residents of Freeport who evacuated they headed north? Where were they directed to go?
Up Highway 36 to the Brenham area. The other route was through the beltways in Houston to Bryan College Station.
Well, there are many questions about the evacuation plan. There's been a lot of growth all throughout Southeast Texas. I guess you see that manifested on the roads right now with so many people heading north. Was there any kind of plan to stagger the departures, have people leave either by zip code or license plate
Absolutely.
Number or zone?
We had established zones, and we were going to do this in zones. But many of our people did not wait to the mandatory. When we said volunteer, they began theirs. Unfortunately, we did not have the people in place to man the major intersections. Once we had the mandatory, then the Department of Public Safety manned the major intersections, and we moved people out. Our problem was we sent a lot of people north out of our area into the Houston area, and when we hit Houston, we ran into gridlock.
Mayor Phillips, where do you plan to ride out the storm?
I'm going to be at the command center at the Freeport Police Department. We have two command centers. One is at our number one fire station, and the second is at the police department, and I will be riding out the storm at the police station.
Mayor Phillips, thanks so much for talking to us.
Anytime.
Mayor Jim Phillips of Freeport, Texas.
There's a photographic history of major U.S. disasters and efforts to rebuild after them at our website, npr.org.